right about there?
Let me start that over.
Damn it, Dylan!
Pay attention!
Are you ready?
Let's do this!
Welcome back to Uncommon Sense, everyone. I am Billy the Kid.
And I am Butch, and I'd like to welcome back all of our Uncommoners, and hope you have a great day and a great week.
Today, we are going to react to a Joe Rogan clip, and we're going to give Amala Epinobi the credit, because thanks to her, we found it. So we're watching it on her channel.
Bye.
And let me go over here for a second. Okay, so this is Amala's channel if you guys want to check it out. She's with PragerU. She's a former leftist. So her stuff's pretty interesting to listen to because she just barely missed that window of being indoctrinated with this stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so if you want to check her out, that's her channel there. Unapologetic Amala Epinobi. All right. Oh, am I going? I don't know how to work a computer. I don't know what I'm doing. I do not understand. That's a great face Liz has on her face right now.
Bet you wouldn't believe it if I told you there's two people in that picture.
Him and his Clinton jokes. Get out of here. You're on Clinton's. You know, hey, no, quit taking all that stuff out of the White House, you weirdos.
Yeah, took over
lepto.
$30,000 worth of items that belonged to the White House.
Yeah,
that they took with them when they left.
Probably how they paid for all those Epstein trips.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Bill Clinton had what, 23 or 30?
I think it was
different document.
Like 23. I was like, oh, like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Trips to the island.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
You know? Go see a dear friend, of course.
Yeah. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, we know what he went. And we also know why Hillary Clinton went there for the same thing.
You know, it makes you wonder. Oprah was that guy's friend, too.
Yeah.
Yep. What about all those kids that went missing? From Africa.
What about all the kids from the United States? Saying.
How many kids do the, you know, the, like DHS, how many kids do they lose a year?
Oh, hundreds, if not thousands.
Just a question.
Hundreds, if not thousands.
Okay. Points made. We're going to react to Joe Rogan's mic drop on the groomer debate. And then we will
not seen this.
Talk about it. He has not seen this. I have seen it.
Oh.
There we go. Ready, set, what?
Now, Joe Rogan hopped into this grooming debate to talk about whether or not we use this word, and he had some very strong words to share. We're going to react to that right now.
How do you feel about education? I think it's critical. It's very important.
Yeah.
How do you feel about indoctrination by people that are educators? I don't like that at all. There's just two very different things.
Right.
And if you want to tell me that they're the same thing, I say, you.
Right.
Because they're not. Because there's a lot of crazy people that wind up being teachers.
Right.
Someone said to me that, or read this, not all, you know, the term groomer, a lot of people don't like that term online. They're very upset.
Yeah.
But they're real. Right. There are groomers. You don't like it? Do you not like it because you don't want children to be groomed? Or do you not like it because it's a pejorative that's used against the left? Which is, I think, more likely.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's more important. Not have people groom your kids. That's what's more important than you getting uncomfortable with this word because it's used by people on the right. Like, I saw someone, as an argument, someone who I think is an intelligent person, say that there should be a block against using the word groomer.
Unbelievable.
No! No, there should be no groomers.
Ah, exactly. Joe. You know, I think...
I agree.
Right?
I totally 100% agree. there should be no groomers. I agree with the sentiment on education and indoctrination. There is a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a difference between being a mentor and a groomer.
Yes.
One day soon, I'll have to get them all set up and lined up for us to do this. But we'll react to a bunch of those videos like I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can see, you guys can see it too, for those of you that aren't
right.
All over the internet all the time.
If you're comfortable with some of the stuff that's being said and done, just as bad.
Yeah, you're a groomer too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think people need to see some of these videos that go around TikTok of these, I'm going to call it the groomer teachers and the groomer doctors talking about this gender affirmation nonsense.
Right.
And so that we can kind of react to them and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I know there's a lot of our listeners that aren't all over the internet all the time. And, you know, they have better things to do with their life than hang out. And a lot of our people aren't on TikTok. And these videos, for us on the conservative side, can be kind of hard to find because we're not looking for it.
Right.
We don't watch it all the time. So it's only when people that we subscribe to cover this stuff that we're going to find it. However, that's a hard thing too, because the conservative content creators are being suppressed. Yes. That's why we're starting to see a lot of our conservative creators doing shorts and stuff like that.
Right, and just to try to get their message out across.
So I've started making some shorts and trying to come up with some ideas. A lot of it, I think I'll just be posting sort of like little, using it to post the updates, because we can't use the, the community tab yet.
Right.
You have to have so many subscribers, and we're never going to get there with the way this stuff works these days.
Exactly.
So it makes it really, really hard for us.
Very hard for us to get our message out, our viewpoint out, and the truth out.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it up to you.
We have our opinions too, but the whole idea here is that to show you guys the information, you can make your own opinion. You don't have to agree with us. That's not the point of the conversation.
No, it's not. The point of the conversation is to have a factual, intellectual, and logical,
informed. And making informed decisions.
Right.
If your opinion differs from mine, that's fine. At least you've been informed. You know what was said.
Exactly.
The intellectual part comes in when you have to actually understand what they said.
Right.
Because they will say it in a way that sounds really nice and fluffy. So really listen to the words coming out of their mouth. You know?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's funny that they'll go ahead, a lot of politicians, I'll say, will come out and tell you, we have this bill that we're trying to pass, and they'll name off 5-6 good things about it. They won't tell you about the other 120 negative things and payoffs and
all the stuff that
they're
hiding in it.
Right.
Yeah.
So pay attention, be informed. Use your brain.
That's how a lot of these extra taxes have snuck up on us too.
Right. Extra taxes for what? For what?
Trips to an island.
Island. Alright.
I said it. I don't care.
Bill Gates knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, he does. Zuckerberg too.
Yep.
Oh, there's so many people on that list. All right, well, I think that kind of covers it for our opinion on that.
Yeah, that was a good reaction.
Don't ban the word groomer. What is wrong with you?
It's a word.
It's a word. And it has a meaning, and it's stigmatizing for a reason.
Yes.
Same thing with pedophile, predator.
If you don't like the word, you don't have to use it. But the word is still a word. You're gonna a word's gonna trigger you.
Oh, words trigger them hardcore.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. All right.
Grow up, put your big girl panties on.
I was just going to say. Put your big girl panties on. Your big boy panties, too. You know.
Yep.
I don't care what you wear. Just put them on. Keep them on. But showing it to children. All right, I think that'll wrap it up for this little segment.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting our channel. And if you do like our content, just remember to hit that like button in the bottom. Don't forget to hit subscribe to be informed of future updates.
And leave a comment to join the conversation. And yes. Keep it going.
Keep it going. Good, bad, left, right, doesn't matter.
Everywhere in the middle.
Yeah, have a conversation, discuss it.
And you know what? Let the groomers keep talking.
If you understand it, or even if you think you fully understand it, let us know that we might be wrong.
And honestly, I say let the groomers keep talking, because all they're doing is exposing themselves.
Right.
We don't even have to expose them anymore. Makes our job a little bit easier.
And the only problem is most of these groomers get covered up
because of the way the algorithms and the media works. And
right.
Yeah. And the opinions like ours are becoming suppressed, which is really sad.
Yeah, and it's a two-tier justice.
The double standards are incredible.
Hypocrisy. London.
Like, when parents are that double standard with their kids,
yeah,
we judge them for a reason. Because it's not fair. How can we have a fair justice system and a fair society, as they're all preaching about, when there's a double standard? They treat groomers differently than they treat conservatives.
I think Florida has a good idea. They have a small little town, not really a town. It's getting to be there.
We keep saying we need to get back to community.
But it's got its own little community.
Yeah, see, they got their own community. Why do you think they're so tight-knit and organized and they know what they're doing? We need to talk to each other. And they keep pushing those boundary lines in there to keep us all separated in our little boxes. Get out of the box! Like Pandora, get out of that box.
All right.
And let all hell break loose.
Anything else you want to say?
Get out of the box.
Tell us how you really feel.
Get out of the box. Just do it. All right. Stay in common.
Damn it, Billy. Give me back my liquor.
It wasn't me this time, I swear. John Hancock.
John
Hancock. Give me back my liquor.
He's really depressed. All right, we had to burn down Boston.
Oh, I know.
Very sad. He's a beggar now. Yeah. Poor John. You stay in my place, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Party like it's 1999.
Party like
1799. Dude, hell yeah. Party like it's 1799.
Oh, yeah.
That was before all the prohibitions. Hey, give me liberty and give me weed.